Hi, I'm Carlos Santana, and you are with Life Meant to Be. Enjoy yourself and soar.
Hi Carlos, how are you? Good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
I'm grateful, happy, and so inspired.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. Reflection of your life.
How are you doing?
I woke up this morning, and one of the first things that I saw with my eyes was that Elon Musk is pledging $6 billion to end world hunger around the world. And that was like,
Yes.
this is historical. This is history in the making.
That's amazing. Tell us about your philanthropy. Your music is much more to you than just music and sounding good. You always do good things.
Yes, pretty much. My mom and dad taught me that everything tastes better when you share it. And growing up in San Francisco, watching Cesar Chavez, Dolores Huerta, Martin Luther King, the Black Panthers—so many people, Mother Teresa, who dedicated their lives to the highest good of all people. So we play music, so we can do this. We can be of service at a whole other level.
You're on a break from touring right now, right? But you're going to be resuming again in a bit.
We're going to start Wednesday, I believe, here in the House of Blues in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow. How does it feel being back on the road and playing live again?
It feels wonderful. It feels awesome to stretch your wings again and soar.
What could someone expect when they come to one of your shows? What are they going to get?
More energy than you can comprehend, more spirit that you can fathom, and a certain joy and jubilation beyond quantizing. Fun.
And tell us about your new album. It's awesome.
Thank you. By grace, we're able to create this love offering called Blessings and Miracles. And when you submit a request, quote unquote, some people call it prayer, but you submit a request, to God, sweet baby Jesus, the universe, whatever you want to call it, it's okay, but call it, it's listening. And so we requested to get back into the radio, hopefully, And we're seems like our request is our re request is complied, because for you and for me, while we do what we're doing backstage, if there is such a thing, someone is orchestrating with divine intelligence all the people who are going to be part of this CD, A-track, record, cassette, whatever it is. Like Supernatural, many, many artists will present themselves with their songs and their light, spirit, and soul in songs with us. And brothers like Chris Stapleton and sisters like Ally Brooke. And so we're really grateful. Thanks for listening. That our offering is so vast with variety.
How did you come together with all those different artists?
Like I was saying, someone, a divine or divine intelligence orchestrates when and how, and next thing I know, it's like, hey, somebody call Diane Warren call, and she has one or two songs for you, and like, oh, incredible. So I guess the word is one word. Grace makes it all happen.
And tell us about a couple of the collabs. What are some of your favorites?
They're all very touching, I can start with my special personal family, which is my daughter and my son. They're in it. Stella wrote a song called "Breathing on the Water," and my son wrote a song called "Rumbalero." And so, and my wife Cindy plays playing drums on all the songs. But then you also have Stevie Winwood singing "White as Shade of Pale," and Kirk Hammett and Marco Segura, Corey Glover. G-Eazy. And so the list goes on. And I've been saying this for a long time, and more than ever, it's true. We really are all one.
And Rob Thomas back with him again. You guys really come together nicely. You have something special going there.
Yes, I'm very grateful, happy, and thankful, and with deep appreciation that he invites me into his dream. Like, I think that's what Bob Dylan says. I'll let you be in my dream if you let me be in yours. So he invites me into his dream, and I invite him into mine, and we're able to bring along a whole lot of people, people's hearts in the four corners of the world.
I love it, love it, love it. Who were some of your influences growing up?
My mother, my father, my sisters and brothers who played for me. Musician-wise, probably B.B. King and Tito Puente. And when I came to San Francisco, it changed. It went from B.B. King and Tito Puente to John Coltrane and Miles. There was always there Johnny Hooker, you know, and of course, the females, as my son calls them. I started listening to Dionne Warwick a lot. You know, there's something about the way she offers the melodies, and the same thing with Johnny Mathis, that it's not black or white. You know, like Nat King Cole, it's not black or white. It's like crystal. You know, and that really appealed to me. I love black and I like white, but I like the color of crystal because in that sound, there's something more universal. You know, that you can embrace Ireland and Japan and, you know, in Tel Aviv, everywhere, you know, in Africa, there's something pure about how you that Dionne Warwick and Nat King Cole deliver, or Johnny Mathis, deliver a melody. And see, when you walk away from anything, if a concert or event or whatever, the melody is what you take with you. You know, you might smoke bombs and a lot of trucks with a lot of props and everything. But all you're going to remember really is how they make you feel. And what makes you feel completely in absoluteness with totality is the melody, is the theme. And so that's what I concentrate on.
What music do you listen to today?
Definitely Orianti. There's a couple other ladies from Australia. Derek Trucks, his beautiful wife, Suzanne. The new ones. You know, a lot of them, I can almost hear them practicing very intensely in the garage, and they're getting ready to give birth to, you know, like we need a new Doors, or a new Stevie Ray, or a new, you know, we need musicians who really put Guitar Hero to the side and really grab a guitar and learn how to get inside of it and touch people's hearts.
How did you learn to do that?
My father taught me how to read music, how to feel music. He taught me the value of a note, because he played the violin, but then also he played guitar, so he taught me chords. But he taught me how you can charm with supreme inner spiritual charisma the listener into a place where they become yours. You know, their attention becomes, in other words, you get their attention completely, you know.
When you were so young, you were like, what, were 5 when you started playing the violin?
I was young enough to understand that my dad could communicate with birds, with the bow and the violin, and the birds would answer him back like, and I'd turn around, and then birds would come over to the tree and land really close and go. So he goes, "See, ves, ves." So he kept saying to me, "Otra vez." So he, and birds. I was like, "Oh my God, my dad is talking to birds." So my dad was, "If you can talk to birds, you can talk to people. Get it? Get it?" And I was like, "Yes, Dad." You
What are your secrets to longevity? You look like you're
know.
about 30 there.
Oh, you're so gracious. Thank you. You know, in 70, somebody asked me, my brother Quest Love asked me that the other day. And he says, you know, around the 70s, beginning with 1970, a lot of people did certain things that now they're either not here, or the ones that they're here, they're kind of not here. You know, in other words, it looks spent, you know. And I said, well, when everybody was doing that, I made a commitment to surrender. That's a really powerful word. To surrender to my higher self and seek out spiritual discipline. You know, change my diet, dressed in white, cut my hair, you know, stop doing this, stop doing that. You know, above all, I like having awareness of deep consciousness. The deepest consciousness in this planet is the purity and innocence of a 6 to 7 year old child. So not childish, but when you go back into what that felt like, you high. You get really high with that, But in order to do that, you have to discipline how to meditate and stay there. 3 o'clock in the morning meditation, or 6 o'clock in the morning meditation, 12 o'clock in the afternoon meditation, late in the evening, because the more you meditate, the more you're telling your mind who is in charge, which is your light, your spirit, and your soul. It tells your heart, and your heart tells your mind, shh, listen and become something that is beyond your comprehension, which is called peace. And that, see, that kept me very vibrant, because the opposite of that is worry and anger and all the other stuff that goes with fear. So learning how to meditate is spending time with your light. And that's what this conversation is about, whether it's blessings and miracles or Abraxas or supernatural. There's a lot of light in this guy, this Santana dude, because I love reminding people that if you just stand butt naked in front of your own light, and if you can validate and celebrate you, then you're mighty. You're not a victim, you're mighty. That's what it's all about, like the hokey pokey,
What are some things you like to do when you're not working?
Read and drive around and listen to Miles Davis or Marvin Gaye or John Coltrane or Jimi Hendrix. Listen to music that is timeless. Some people call it old school. No, it's not old school. It's newer than the newest today. But when I listen to The Doors and I listen to, the Jimi Hendrix or James Brown, certain people, you immediately connect with vibrancy and energy, which is what, oh, that word, the word that keeps you young beyond your years, enthusiasm. So I read books that ignite my enthusiasm to life, and I listen to music that elevates me to a place where I can identify in a very tangible way that I can be any age I want to be, especially ageless. No gravity, no time.
What does music do for people?
Thank you for asking that. That is a very important, supremely important question. What music does for people, it reminds you never left heaven. This is an illusion. This planet of fear is an illusion. This planet in the third dimension is Halloween every day, but there's no candy. This third planet and this planet is about, selling you fear, got a lot of Godzilla, victim mentality. But in the fourth and fifth dimension, music reminds you, I love this, like, du-du-du-dun. When you hear that from Beethoven, it's like, which to me is saying, get out of your way, because humans tend to do that a lot. They get in the way of their own divinity. Get out of your way, du-du-du-dun, du-du-du-dun. So Beethoven was a supreme igniter. He motivated people to stop cooperating. Don't invest emotionally on stupid, you know what. Invest emotionally more if you need to in your own divinity. Anyone who tells you that there's no light in you and no divinity, tell them, I don't go to that movie theater that you go to. I don't see that of the Day of the Dead cadavers, or I don't see that stuff. It's my choice. I only see love and light, so therefore I am seems like more vibrant than you, because I'm not trying to sell you fear. I'm trying to rescue you from your own fear.
What's something no one knows about you?
Oh, you're not clear to have that information.
I'm not gonna get that.
Let's see, I don't even know. I have yet to find out. I'm still with clarity and specificity, I am definitely a divine rascal, but I keep that as much to myself as possible. I'm very grateful that I am allowed to grow in the privacy of my own sanctum. Don't need to do that in front of everybody, because we are growing, all of us. We are evolving, transcending, crystallizing our principles and stuff. I am aware that I need to be reminded that I'm always in front of my mother, my mother's eyes. And as Arthur Ashe used to say, don't do anything you wouldn't do in front of your mother.
What's something you never travel without?
Cindy, my wife.
She comes on the road with you? Well, of course, she plays, right? She plays
Yeah,
music.
she plays drums. And wherever we go, we're pretty much together. And we're like two children, going to Disneyland for the first time in this planet. And we're always discovering new and freshness about giggling and fun. We have fun together with life.
You have such a good outlook on life. That's wonderful. And since this is Life Minute, what's a really important life lesson that you learned that you could share with us?
One of the most important lessons is to create heaven on earth. We must utilize tools like forgiveness, kindness, mercy, on and on, generosity, charity, like Mr. Elon Musk. So I'm witnessing this planet giving birth to a whole new, not only billionaires, but billionaires with consciousness. Isn't that incredible? Billionaires with consciousness that have hearts that want to do the right thing for the right reasons. Oh my God, it's so great to be alive.
What inspires you creatively?
Again, enthusiasm to dive into that note and dive into the unknown and unpredictability with a whole lot of thirst for adventure.
What's your favorite comfort food?
Brain food, granola? I don't know. My wife really, she's incredibly knowledgeable of, all the ingredients and nutrients and stuff like that. Me, I try to just balance, because since I grew up in Tijuana, I'm not going to justify this and that, but I need to balance a little bit of purity with dirt, once in a while, because otherwise I don't want to be so pure that I get sick really quick,
So good, so good. And thank you so much. What an honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Peace and love.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Carlos. God
Bye.
bless. To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.